Listening to Gospel and More here on KBOO Portland 90.7 on your FM dial. Now we invite you to stay tuned for an Islamic point of view.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by La Luna Cafe, located in the Buckman neighborhood at 828 Southeast Ash Street. The former home of Portland's La Luna Rock Club, they are now serving brunch classics along with health-conscious drinks and smoothies, open daily from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lunch was provided by the Muddy Rudder Public House, located in Selwood at 8105 Southeast 7th Avenue. The Muddy Rudder is renovated from the bones of an old two-story house, featuring new American food and beer, along with a full bar and live music. Open daily from 12 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. or later. Dinner was provided by Besaw's, located in the Alphabet District at 1545 Northwest 21st Avenue, providing seasonal and local traditional American food and drinks since 1903. Open 7 days a week for breakfast through lunch and dinner. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Orchards of 82nd grand opening on Thursday, April 25th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Orchards of 82nd in Portland. Rose Community Development will be celebrating the grand opening of the Orchards of 82nd, a fully affordable housing community in partnership with the Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon, Oregon Metro, Portland General Electric, Portland Housing Bureau, Home Forward, Prosper Portland, Oregon Housing and Community Services, and Sarah Architects. The event will welcome 48 new families into new affordable housing. Again, that's the Orchards of 82nd grand opening on Thursday, April 25th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Orchards of 82nd, 8118 Southeast Division Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Allah said He would try us and test us with fear, hunger, loss of life, wealth, the fruit of our labors, but give glad tidings to those who are patient. Having patience in times of trial and adversity is relatively easy. For us to be patient in worshiping Allah when things are going well, that's the big trial. That is the difficulty.
Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nastaheenuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina may yahdihillahu fala mudillala wa may yudlilhu fala hadiyala wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd fa inna hayral hadi kitabullah وخير الهدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praise is due to Allah I welcome you all to this evening's lecture by Dr. Abu Amina Bilal Phillips This topic patience inshallah will throw a lot of light into what Islam speaks about patience I would request Dr. Bilal Phillips to deliver his speech.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen
الصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن استنى بسنتي لهم الدين. All praise due to Allah and may Allah's peace and blessings be on the last messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and on all those who follow the path of righteousness until the last day. Patience, as my brother introduced the topic, is a key element in the life of the believer. When we looked at the search for inner peace, this evening I will elaborate on it further. Patience, mentioned in the 103rd chapter of the Quran, about which Imam al-Shafi'i had said that were no other chapter of the Quran to have been revealed, that chapter would have been sufficient for humankind, for them to be guided. That chapter is أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر. By time. إن الإنسان لفي خسر. Indeed, humankind is in a state of loss. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. Except for those who believe and do righteous deeds. وتواصوا بالحق, and advise each other in truthfulness. وتواصوا بالصبر, and advise each other to be patient. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this chapter, small chapter from the end of the Quran, identified patience and advice to each other to be patient as being among the keys for success in this life. He stressed it above many other characteristics which are important also: generosity, kindness, lovingness, compassion. There are many other wonderful characteristics, but he chose out of all of them two: truthfulness and patience. Because first and foremost, for anyone to attain the proper relationship with God, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person has to be true, has to be about truth, accepting the truth when it comes to him or her and following that truth. They have to commit themselves to that truth. Belief is based on truth. Truth which has come from the creator of this world. He did not leave us to wander around blindly in this world on our own, but he sent the truth to us, the truth which we know as Islam. Our acceptance of that truth, living in accordance with it, is the righteous deeds. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Holding on firmly to the truth throughout our lives is a requirement, even if that truth is against us. If Muslims in the world commit evil, they cut off people's heads on television and hold it up, blow up children, we know this is not right. No matter what the circumstance, it's not right. Then we have to stand up for the truth, because we are about the truth ultimately. We may try to understand the reasons behind people doing this, and educate others about them. But still, the truth must stand out clear from falsehood, as Allah told us. And we come back to patience. Because once a person has committed himself or herself to the truth in all aspects of his or her life, then he or she has to be patient, because that truth will be tried and tested. So patience, what is patience? If this is required of us, it is important for us to understand it. Ibn al-Qayyim had said that patience in the spiritual sense means that in times of grief, we stop ourselves from despairing, panicking. We stop ourselves, our tongues from complaining, and we stop our hands from striking our faces and tearing our clothes. In times of grief and stress, we stop ourselves from falling into despair, feeling the situation is hopeless, feeling that Allah has burdened us beyond our capacity. There is no way out. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already told us, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, whoever fears Allah, Allah will make a way out for them. And we stop our tongues from complaining about the trials of life. Complaint destroys patience. There is a difference, however, when we look at patience and complaint, where one complains to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not considered the complaint which destroys patience. The complaint which destroys patience is like the woman, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by her when she was at her son's grave, crying, screaming, wailing. And the Prophet said to her, "O woman, get a hold of yourself." And she turned angrily to him and said, "You haven't suffered what I have suffered." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned and walked away. Then some other women ran up to her and said, "That was the Messenger of Allah." So she got up quickly and ran to him. "Oh, Messenger of Allah, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. I have to control myself. I control myself." He said, "Patience is at the time of the calamity. Patience is at the time of the calamity." Her complaint, "You haven't suffered what I have suffered," that is the complaint to human beings. Human beings who can do nothing about the trials of our lives. But turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is acceptable. Because we found, for example, in the Quran, Surah Yusuf, verse 86, we find Prophet Ya'qub saying, "Innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah." I only complain of my distraction and anguish to Allah. After his sons had caused Yusuf to be lost, pretending that he had been killed by a wolf, Prophet Ya'qub could only turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what he did. And that is perfectly legitimate. And that's who we should take our complaints to. So patience is real and is maintained as long as we stay away from complaining to people. People who cannot do anything for us. We're just looking for sympathy. "Oh, you poor individual. It's really not good. It's unfair. Really, this shouldn't have happened to you." No, that's not true. If it happened to you, it is because Allah wrote it for you. Because Allah chose you to experience this particular trial. Allah tailors the trials for each and every individual. When the Prophet ﷺ was asked, who among humankind has the most trials and calamities in their lives? He replied, the prophets, then those most like them, then those most like them. And Allah looks into an individual's level of faith. And if he sees that his faith is strong, then he puts a strong trial on him. And if he sees that his faith is weak, he puts a weak trial on him. Allah tailors each and every, for each and every individual, particular trials. And we talked about the purpose of the trials, that these trials ultimately are to bring out the best in us, to bring out the best and the highest of our spiritual qualities. But unfortunately, most of us don't realize that. So when the trial comes, we complain. We bawl, we cry, we blame everybody. It's not my fault, it's everybody else's fault. Or we might even reach the stage where we blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very evil stage. A very evil stage. But what we are called to do is to be patient. To be patient under all of the various circumstances of life. As Allah said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ فَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُسِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah said He would try us and test us with fear, hunger, loss of life, wealth, the fruit of our labors, but give glad tidings to those who are patient. Those who, when a calamity strikes them, say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah and to Him is our return. Usually we only end up saying this when somebody dies. That's fine. If somebody dies, to say Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un is good. But we should remember to say it whenever a calamity strikes us. And this is what we forget. Time of death, okay. But the rest of the times, as if they're different. No. They all fall into the same category. So, when the calamity strikes, this is the expression of our patience. Inna lillah, we belong to Allah. Allah owns us. So whatever He puts on us, He has the right to do. And it ultimately is the best for us. No matter how harmful, how evil it may seem to us, we have to believe ultimately that it is what is best for us. Were it not best for us, then this implies that Allah is unfair, dangerous door to go through. To say that Allah is unfair is to deviate. Our faith in Allah is destroyed. No, Allah is the most just. And whatever He has given us is exactly what we need. So how does a person learn patience? Can we learn it? Or is it just that some people are born patient and others are not? Yes, we see some people seem to be quite patient. From the time they were kids, they're able to handle things. They have grown up patient. Where other kids just seem to fly off the handle. They're here, they're there. Can't seem to be patient. Is patience something we can learn? Yes. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ had said, وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ. Ibn al-Qayyim had said, if a person does not naturally possess the characteristic of patience, He can attain this characteristic by acting as if he does possess it, until it eventually becomes second nature to him. وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ Whoever pretends to be patient, يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ Allah will give him patience. So, it is something that we all can achieve. And that is logical, because why would Allah then put patience as one of the keys for success in this life if we are unable to learn it? If it is only those who are born with it, meaning Allah has destined for you patience, and then He gives you success in life because you're patient? No, that would be unfair if we couldn't learn it. So obviously it is something which we can learn. Now, let us look briefly at the times when patience is needed. There are three basic times. Ibn al-Qayyim identified them. One, in worshipping Allah and following His commands. Two, in abstaining from wrong actions. And three, in accepting the decree and ruling of Allah, Allah's Qadr. One, in worshipping Allah and following His commands. Two, in abstaining from wrong actions. And three, in accepting Allah's decree. These three areas are mentioned in Surah Luqman, verse 17. When he said, Ya bunayya, aqim as-salah, wa'mur bil-ma'roof, wanha 'anil munkar, wasbir 'ala ma asabak, inna dhalika min 'azmil umur. O my son, establish regular prayer. Enjoin what is just, and forbid what is wrong, and bear with patient constancy whatever befalls you. For this is firmness of purpose in the conduct of affairs. O my son, establish regular prayer. This is the advice of Luqman to his son. Enjoin what is just and forbid what is wrong. And bear with patient constancy whatever befalls you. Enjoining what is just involves doing what is good. Forbidding what is wrong includes abstaining from wrong action. So, let us look at patience in worshiping Allah. Worship, which is not performed regularly, is of no value, Ibn al-Qayyim said. Worship not performed regularly is of no value. Meaning, those people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ramadan, the Ramadan Muslims, throughout the year they don't worship Allah, but when Ramadan comes, you see them in the masjids praying, taraweeh, fasting. Or the Friday Muslim, he doesn't pray all during the week, but when Friday comes, you see him in the masjid. The Friday Muslim. This is a person who does not worship Allah regularly. So when you ask that person, why don't you worship Allah regularly? Why do you worship Him infrequently? Only on Fridays or only during Ramadan? And there are some people who only worship on the last Friday in Ramadan. A few years back, somebody we were talking about the preferable things to do in Ramadan, and they told me, they said, oh yeah, it's also good to catch Jum'atul Wida'. I said, what? Yeah, Jum'atul Wida', the farewell Jum'ah. I said, what is that? He said, you know, the last Jum'ah in Ramadan, that is known as the farewell Jum'ah. I said, oh, somebody made that up. We know of the farewell pilgrimage, Hajjatul Wida. We know of the farewell Tawaf, Tawaful Wida, the last time you go around the Bait, the Kaaba before leaving Mecca. But Jumatul Wida, never heard of it. Something people made up. They said, yeah, if you catch Jumatul Wida, you know, all of your sins are forgiven. No, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't say that. If your peer, or your sheikh, or your wali, or your whatever told you that, he lied. There is no Jumatul Wida. So, the person who only worships Fridays, Ramadan, or Laylatul Qadr, that's the other day, isn't it, right? The 27th of Ramadan. Because prayer on the 27th of Ramadan, if you catch Laylatul Qadr, that is worth Al-Fishar, 1,000 months of worship. So our infrequent worshipper, what does he do? He takes out his calculator. He puts in 1,000 months, divides that by 12. That comes out to 83 point so many years. That's a lifetime. You catch Laylatul Qadr, you're covered for a lifetime. People who worship infrequently, this worship is not really acceptable to Allah. Because when you go back and you look at the root of why they're worshiping like this, we call this in reality worship. In Arabic they call it ihtiyati, or precautionary worship. Precautionary worship. What does that mean? It means that just in case there is Allah and he asked me, what did you do? You were a Muslim. And you, I did worship in Ramadan. I did do Fridays. You know, I did have some ibadah, some worship. That's precautionary worship, based on a person's doubt about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one doubts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doubts about the existence of Allah, he has disbelieved in Allah. It's the same thing. Belief in Allah is certain belief. Belief based on certainty, not doubt. Maybe, there could be, just in case. No. That is not true belief in Allah, not acceptable. So worship naturally, based on these thoughts, has no value. It's just a physical exercise. Just like people who are obliged to make Hajj. The time for Hajj comes when? When you've reached puberty and you have the economic means. But what do we find in the Muslim community? If a young man who is 21 years old, he's got his started out in life, whatever, he's got a business going, he's got some money, ready to go and make Hajj, what is his friends and uncles that tell him, no, don't make Hajj now. You're young. You're still young. Meaning what? Meaning you better to leave Hajj until the end of your life. Right? Because Hajj washes away your sins. So if you make Hajj now, you come back, you got a bunch of sins, you lost your Hajj. So better to leave it, delay your Hajj, till you run out of steam. You can't do any more sins. Now is the time to go and purify yourself at the Kaaba. But reality is that you won't be able to make the Hajj Mabrur, the acceptable Hajj. You won't be able to do it. Why? Because you've lived a life of sin. A life where you cursed people, you swore at them, you cheated them, you did all these things. Do you think you're going to be able to go to Mecca with all those people, 3 million people from all around the world, and be a good boy? No. That's why I've been to Hajj a number of times, and I've seen old brothers, long white beards, acting in the most violent ways. I was shocked. People, steps on their toe, they're elbowing, screaming, shouting, cursing. Brother, you're on Hajj. Shut up! Hey, Hajj, what happened to Hajj? Because they had thought that they could come through and do an acceptable Hajj. But Allah said, Hajj, you know, that's acceptable. La rafatha, wa la fusuqa, wa la jidala fil Hajj. La rafath, no bad language. Wa la fusuqa, no bad dealings with people. Wa la jidala, no argumentation fil Hajj.
You have been listening to An Islamic Point of View here on KBOO Portland, 90.7 on your FM dial. This program has been a production of the Muslim Community Center of Portland. The following program is KBOO program is made possible by KBOO listener members and support from the Divination Foundation. The Divination Foundation works to explore, develop, and promote meaningful philosophy and techniques to help individuals and organizations make strategic decisions. More information at divination.com. That's divination.com.